The pasuk in our parasha says, "V'chalt v'svata v'rachtas Hashem alakecha." This is the pasuk that teaches us the halachas of birchas hamazon. The sefer Noyim Megadim explains the pasuk in Tehillim Perik Kuf Chav Ches pasuk Aleph. The pasuk says, "Ashrei koyore Hashem haholich bedrachav yigia kapecha kisoichel." He explains that when it comes to Avodas Hashem is not just limited to when we are in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. It's not just limited to when we're doing mitzvahs, but Avodas Hashem encompasses everything we do in our lives, when we eat and when we sleep and we work. A person who is a true Avod Hashem serves Hashem in everything that he does. As the pasuk in Mishlei says, "B'chol drochecha de'ehu." That whatever we should do l'shem shemayim. Never is a person allowed to take the attitude, well, now is not a time that is devoted to avodas Hashem. And that's what the pasuk says, "Ashrei koyore Hashem haholich bedrachav. You're supposed to be a yira Hashem. Haholich bedrachav in everything that you do. Yegia kapecha kisoichal. If even as you're eating and drinking, you're thinking, I'm eating and drinking so that I should be able to serve Hashem, then you will be a person that ashrecha v'toivlach. Your life will be a wonderful life. The pasuk in Yoel says, "V'chaltem achoil v'soiva v'yilaltem Hashem alakechem." Says the Sefer, a terrorist of it. If when you eat and when you drink, it's l'shem shemayim, it's to be able to have strength to do your avodas Hashem, so then even you're eating and drinking, v'chaltem ochel v'soiva, as you're eating, your act of eating is an act of a hilaltem Hashem alakecha, of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam and Hilchos Deis, Paragimel Halacha Gimel, says, "Im yoshen l'das," if a person goes to sleep with the intention, "Kadesh tenuach dat alav," that he should be able to rest, "V'yenuach gufa," and his body should become rested, "Kadesh lo yechel," that it shouldn't be ill, chas v'sholem, "Nimtza shina shaloi," it turns out that when he is sleeping, "Avoid l'makom baruch hu," he's serving Hashem. And that's what the pasuk says, "V'chalta v'sovata v'rachtas Hashem l'kecha." If when you eat, you eat l'shem shemayim, you're eating just that you should have the energy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then v'achalta, your actual act of achalta of eating, your act of savata, of being satiated with your eating, rachtos Hashem alakecha, is an act of birchas Hashem. But the Majid Terebbe, in his Sefer Divrei Yisrael, takes this one step further. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Drochei da'chinoyam v'chonesiva seho sholim." He says that the pasuk here, when it speaks about a road, has two different words to describe a road, derech and nesiv. He says, what's the difference between derech and nesiv? Derech is what we would call a highway. It's a wider road. It's a more comfortable road. It's a road that's typically taken when one has to travel a distance. And the sieve is a road which is much narrower, and it's a road that's usually taken when people have a shorter distance to travel. So he explains that two types of tzaddikim who serve Hashem. There's the people who serve Hashem by learning and davening and doing mitzvahs. That is that type of a travel is a derech. It's a easily traveled road. When you're learning, when you're davening, you're not likely to be doing an aveira. And that, what the pasuk says, derecheha darchei noyam. That road is a pleasant road. That's a sort of guaranteed way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then there's nesiva seho. If somebody takes all the roads, not just the easily traveled road, but rather the various types of situation, the various roads and the various streets and narrow streets and difficult neighborhoods that we have to travel through. But v'chol, in all of those actions that he serves Hashem, that is shalom. That is a person of shleimus. That is a person who's showing and acting in a way a Jew is supposed to really act. He's supposed to really act in a way that brings him shleimus, because v'chol nesivah seha, in all situations, he's serving Hashem. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, V'at Yisrael ma Hashem alakecha shoyalim imach. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? Ki im lira. Only to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara Masech, the Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel, asks, V'chi yira milsa sitrusu yui. The Gemara says, all that's asked for us is ki im, just to fear Hashem. So ask the Gemara, is that something insignificant? Answers the Gemara, in. L'gaba Moshe milsa ritrusu yui. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not that serious. And of course, a very difficult Gemara. So if it's easy for Moshe to have Yerushalayim, what does that say to us? The Sefer Birchas Yitzchak answers, and this is a whole new level in what we are discussing and how we use Gashmis to serve Hashem. He says, the Pasuk says, Asata as Asher, and the Gemara Masechet Shabbos of Kuf Yud Tes teaches us, Aser b'shvil shetes Aser. The person who gives Maaser from everything he earns to Tzedakah, the Torah says, b'shvil shetes Aser will be blessed with wealth. And of course, the question is, we know that we learn in Pirkei Avos, Al tiyu kavodim ha-mesham shem sarav ha-menas l'kavod pras. We're not supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in just for reward. And here we are giving tzedakah b'shvil shetes aser. Is that the way we're supposed to serve Hashem? So he answers, aser b'shvil shetes aser, because the pasuk continues, l'man tilmad liras Hashem. A person who Baruch Hashem is comfortable, who has financial stability, is the person who could devote himself. He has the menuchas hanefesh. He has the yishiv adas to be able to devote himself to avodas Hashem. Whereas the person who unfortunately has financial pressure, that person has so much on his mind, it disturbs him from being able to serve Hashem with all of his ability. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a wealthy person. The pasuk says, "Psal lecha mipsoilas shaluchas," from the leftover stone that Moshe Rabbeinu engraved the luchas. This asher Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu shoyl, Ma Hashem shoyl mi makim lira." I ask from Kadosh Baruch Hu that all we need is Yerushalayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, how was it easy for me to achieve Yerushalayim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me wealth, and I knew how to use that wealth, and I used that wealth to enhance my avodas Hashem. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael, I give you the bracha, that it should be ki im lira, that you should be successful in your financial endeavors. You should have, Baruch Hashem, much panasa, because if you will be successful in your financial endeavors, it will be easier for you to have Yerushalayim. So it turns out that being successful is not only not a hindrance in our avodas Hashem, it's not something that we should look as a new challenge, but rather it's a way for us to grow in avodas Hashem. We should just be able to recognize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with success, we should use that success for avodas Hashem.